Give us just a recap of your season here and how you've kept these young men emotionally ready to play after some of the heartbreaking losses, such as Kingston. Had a big win over Gibbs, and we talked last night, Coach Mitchell and I, about how difficult it was in certain situations, especially like after the Kingston game, how to keep 16, 17-year-old kids mentally ready after a heartbreaking loss like that.
Well, first of all, thank you all for your interest in Loudoun football and broadcasting our games. Y'all have done a fine job this year of getting our football players publicity and getting our names out there, and I want to thank you all for this season. It has been a rough year. You know, at the beginning of the year, you set goals for your team, and one of your goals is to survive through the season and make the playoffs. And once you make the playoffs, you always have a chance to achieve the ultimate goal, and that's the state championship. You know, our senior class has really dedicated themselves this football season to achieving that ultimate goal of getting to the playoffs. And you know, everything you do in the off season is geared towards, you know, playing more than 10 games. And when that realization comes to fruition and you don't reach those goals, it's disappointing. And we've had some frustration the past week, and we've had a lot of things go on that, you know, don't have anything to do with football. And we've made it through those things, and we survived. And at this point right now, we're focused on Lenoir City. And it's not been the best year. It's not been the year we had hoped. But, you know, sometimes you have to deal with disappointment. And our seniors and our football team realize that, you know, the most important thing is we go out and represent Loudoun football and the city of Loudoun with class. And we give the all-out effort that when you put on a Loudoun jersey, you're required to give. We're going to continue to play that way, and we're going to continue to play hard. And you know, we got 4 days to get ready for the North City, and that's the most important thing right now.
Okay, Coach. You mentioned your coaching staff and what you all try to instill in these young men. You've got a fine staff. Maybe you'd like to name each one of them and give them their rewards, I suppose. Because I hear other coaches in other towns that I know, you know, talk about what a good staff you have here and how well they teach the game of football.
We like to think we do things a little better than most people. We have 8 football coaches, and each of them have their own position and take ownership in that position. We have 4 defensive coaches. Myself, I'm the defensive coordinator. My defensive line coach is Jeremy Lorenz, and he's a young guy that's learned the game and brings a lot of enthusiasm and pride to his position. And he's continuing to get better each week. At linebackers, I have Coach Stewart, and Dennis does a great job of bringing the intensity to that position that you want. And he's all the time, you know, harping about something, but the kids know that he's trying to make them better, and it's not a negative thing that he's always giving feedback to his players, and he brings a great intensity to practice also. Last is our defensive ends coach. It's Coach Newman, and this will be his last year with us. He's getting a promotion in the police department, and he'll be moving on to bigger and better things, and he won't have the time to dedicate to football, and we're sure going to miss him. But you know, he's the kind of guy that works behind the scenes with the kids, and if they got problems, they can go to him, and he's been a great addition to our staff. Offensively, Coach Ronnie Roberts is offensive coordinator and has done a great job this year of exploiting, you know, teams with the weapons that we have, and we've, you know, spread the ball around a lot this year. Chase Randolph has made some big plays for us. Jake Brantley and Patrick Johnson have had equal carries, and the way I look at our offense is like a basketball team that has 3 or 4 players that can score. You know, at the end of the game, you want to see guys that are averaging 12, 14 points a game instead of having that one player that, you know, is easy to stop. I feel that he's done a good job of getting the ball to our athletes. Secondly, we have Coach Stamey, who's our running backs coach. Done a great job this year. I think we've definitely improved in the backfield this year with understanding that it's more than just carrying the ball. In the wing T offense, your running backs have to block also, and they've done a great job.